Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How to Outsmart House Mice in 7 Days or Less. You know what's funny about mice? They're probably laughing at your traps right now. If you're still hearing those midnight scratches in your walls, I bet you're making the same mistake I see in about 90% of homes I visit. But don't worry, by the end of this show, you'll know exactly how to turn the tables on these tiny masterminds. Here's something that'll blow your mind. Mice are like tiny furry cartographers. They create mental maps of your house that would put Google Maps to shame. They remember every nook, cranny, and danger zone with incredible precision. And get this, they're naturally suspicious of anything new in their environment. We call this neophobia, but I just call it being street smart. Now, here's where most folks mess up with their traps. They're playing checkers while the mice are playing chess. Most people just scatter traps randomly, or worse, place them facing the wrong way. Mice don't wander around aimlessly. They're like tiny commuters with favorite highways, usually right along your walls. But here's the real kicker. Mice are social butterflies with a serious group chat going on. When one mouse spots a trap, it literally warns the others. They leave behind chemical signals that basically say, danger ahead. That's why that single trap in your kitchen hasn't caught anything in weeks. Let me share a quick story. Last month, I worked with a Chicago restaurant that had tried everything. They had traps everywhere but caught nothing. We repositioned their traps at exact 2-foot intervals along the baseboards, matching the mice's natural running patterns. Within a week, they'd caught 95% of their mouse population. Game, set, match. So here's your golden ticket. Place your traps perpendicular to walls, exactly 2 feet apart. The trigger end should touch the wall. Then, and this is crucial, leave them there for at least 48 hours before even thinking about moving them. This works because it respects the mice's natural behavior while preventing them from creating their little warning system. Remember, we're not trying to outsmart one mouse. We're trying to outsmart an entire mouse intelligence network. Follow this approach, and I guarantee you'll see results within a week or less. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.